You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Fotch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do real political debate. This is our fake debate.
Hi.
Welcome.
That's it.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Has it been a bit?
Yeah.
I don't ever remember.
Yeah.
You know, it's mum season.
I haven't gotten it yet.
Not yet.
That's because Farm Fest hasn't happened yet, so we don't have any leftovers.
Next weekend.
Yeah.
I expect to see your truck bed full of mums.
Mum burglar.
Okay.
Chelsea, what is her debate?
An Italian tourist was recently shocked after she was charged $1 for an extra spoon at an ice cream shop. She requested the spoon so she could share the dessert with a friend. The woman was so outraged that she ranted about it on TripAdvisor and vowed never to return. She wrote, "I won't be coming back, but if you do come by, bring a spoon from home." So she's mad she was charged $1 for an extra spoon for her ice cream.
Was she in Italy when this happened? You noted she's from Italy. Is that where this took
place? I think it happened in New York City.
Okay. All right, so I'll be the woman from Italy complaining to you, the ice cream shop owner, that you're charging for spoons. That sound okay for everybody?
So I'm okay with that. Okay. Yep.
How dare you? How dare you?
No.
I swear, I came in this place and I said, I want some ice cream. And I said, I want two scoops with sprinkles and that was my sub sandwich for the deli. And I came in here and I said, I want bananas and strawberries and sprinkles and I want all different kinds of ice cream. And you say, that's fine. And it'll also be $1 for your spoon. Well, you know where you can put that spoon? I'll show you where you can stick that spoon, buddy. I've had it. I will never come back to your ice cream place for charging for spoons. That's ridiculous. You already overcharged for ice cream anyways. I'm going back to Italy. I don't like you or your $1 spoons. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, my goodness. What?
You don't like that?
That was your Italian accent?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that was.
Have you been to Italy?
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't meet anyone that sounded like that.
It sounded like an Italian from New York.
No, it just sounded like a weird New Yorker that smokes a lot.
Yeah, that's maybe so.
All right, well, first of all, this is New York City, so guess what? I don't care. Chef Boyar, shut up. Secondly, you come in here with your friend and you want two spoons so you can both share instead of buying two ice cream cones. Listen, if you're going to go to the trouble to pay for airfare to come here to New York City and sightsee, why don't you just get a little extra walking around money so you don't have to be so stingy and have to get an extra spoon so you can share off of one ice cream cone. I also don't give a care if you ever come back. You're going back to Italy anyway. It's not like you live down the street and you're some sort of social influencer. You're a 78-year-old Italian woman who doesn't even know where she is. By the way, this isn't actually even New York. And finally, you're the country that gave us Tony Danza. I don't think you have a lot of room to be complaining. I mean, I'm not saying I don't love me some Who's the Boss and maybe even a little Taxi, real old school there. Yeah. The fact of the matter is, how long ago was that? What have you given us since then? And today, 2023, you're complaining because you have to pay $1 for a spoon? Give us some other actor or something that you can brag about, and then maybe you can ask for a spoon for free.
Tony Danza's a pretty good tap dancer, though. You ever seen him tap dance?
Yeah.
He's a good tap dancer.
An episode of Who's the Boss.
He's done it in other places.
Too. Oh, has he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The Bob Hope Show.
Oh, my gosh. I really didn't think Tony Danza would come up during this debate. So
you never know.
He tapped dance at Sammy Davis Jr.'s funeral.
What?
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
It's terrible.
I know what I'm watching on Cozy when I get home.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.